This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient Justin Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, medical records 153413, Denver 116, 2002, referring physician, self-procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure January 20th, 2023, indications, changing bowel habits, constipation, diarrhea, weight loss, nausea, and vomiting. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, otherwise normal AGD, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care, pure paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, double template, pure terminal ileum was also examined, pure paragraph, findings. AGD findings, otopharynx appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus appeared normal, pure paragraph, stomach, mild erythema in the antrum. Biopsy taken period. Biopsy taken from the body of the stomach, ravaged by lower period, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal period. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, relapsed celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings on a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1 period. Sigmoid descending colon appeared normal period, paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal period, paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal period, paragraph. Terminal ileum appear normal period, paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon, rule out microscopic colitis, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for the pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flu measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks.